This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Callie Crossley, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. We especially want to welcome new listeners hearing the program for the first time on KAWC in Yuma, Arizona, WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida, WUIS in Springfield, Illinois, KWMU in St. Louis, Missouri, and WNJZ in Cape May, New Jersey.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
And we begin this hour in Cairo, where more than 40 people have been killed in a shootout today near military barracks in Cairo. The Muslim Brotherhood says its members were staging a sit-in outside the facility, where they believe former President Mohamed Morsi is being held. The army says the group has tried to storm the barracks and call the protesters part of a, quote, terrorist group. Brotherhood members, along with others who support the reinstatement of Morsi, have been staging the sit-in for days. They say they were peaceful and the attack by the army was unprovoked. And some witnesses say the pro-Morsi supporters were performing dawn prayers at the time. Bloody photos and video images appeared on television and social media showing several bodies lying on the ground and doctors and medical personnel attending to the wounded. Earlier today, we spoke to Kristen Chick, Cairo correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, who just returned from the scene of the shootings.
Well, at this point, the protesters who support President Morsi are in a standoff with the army. They've built a wall sort of out of bricks, and they've been pushed back from the area where the violence took place this morning. But it's still a very tense scene with the protesters standing behind this wall, and on the other side, very close, are army soldiers with APCs who are armed. So it's still a very tense scene.
It sounds so tense that the next step is going to be more violence. It's unclear from your description and what we've seen already, with so much resentment against the army by the Muslim Brotherhood, that that's the only next step, it seems.
Well, the Muslim Brotherhood itself insists that they're committed to peaceful protest. But, you know, after what happened today, it's hard to see how this ends quickly and without more violence. The supporters of the president they're in anguish today, with dozens of them having been killed by the army, apparently. And, you know, they're not going to go home. They say they're going to remain peaceful. But, you know, as the protests get bigger, it's really difficult to see where this is going to go.
Well, and they've said they plan to expand the protests beyond the area they're in now. Have they said specifically where they intend to go to expand the protests?
No, they have not said where they're going to go, but the Brotherhood's political party this morning called for an uprising against those who seek to kill your revolution with tanks. So that means, I'm sure, that more and more supporters of the president are going to be coming to the street. That means they're either going to bump into opponents of the president or the military and police. We don't know yet where they're going to go, but you know, I certainly see the potential for more violence.
I've read that the army was kind of betwixt and between intervene or to sort of take down the tension, maybe caught in the middle here. But does it matter at this point whether or not the Muslim Brotherhood believes that it was an attack or, in fact, that the army was trying to do something else?
You know, the army made this argument at the beginning, you know, that they are intervening to prevent civil strife. But, you know, what happened this morning, I mean, all of the president's supporters say that they were praying. They were performing the dawn prayer. It was at the end of the dawn prayer that the tear gas and then the gunfire started. So at this point, I don't think it matters what the army says. The supporters of the president are going to see this as a massacre.
Well, if there's a massacre on hand, there seems to be that this would then shut down any potential for at least a political conversation where you could get people around a table to have a discussion, because on the other side, there are more competing protests scheduled to happen as well.
That's absolutely right. This has really complicated the attempts to find a political solution here. Already this morning after the shootings, the Nur party, which is the Salafi, another Islamist party, announced that they were withdrawing from their discussions with the new interim president about forming a new government and appointing a new prime minister. So this is really going to complicate efforts to not only to form a new government, but to get the Muslim Brotherhood to come back to the table and participate in the political process, which is what everyone said they wanted to happen. And that's going to be really difficult now.
So where then does the United States go? Walking a delicate line, as it has been under the leadership of President Obama, with some like John McCain saying there still is a vacuum in leadership and we need to be a little bit more aggressive on the scene. But with this kind of deadly stalemate, what can happen next?
You know, the U.S. has been pretty constant in, throughout the past 2 years. You know, this isn't the first time that the Army has killed civilians throughout the transition. And in all cases, the U.S. seems to have been pretty cautious, walking a fine line. And, you know, I'm not sure what they're going to do now, but I would expect more of the same.
Thank you so much, Kristen Chick, reporter for the Christian Science Monitor on the ground in Cairo.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.